For the first time in 2020, climate change was a major issue in the presidential race, especially on the Democratic side.
Quickly, Vice President Biden, you were name checked there. I'd like to give you a chance
to
respond.
Yeah, I was. I think it is the existential threat to humanity. It's the number one issue.
But the topic is now taking a backseat to others that seem more pressing, such as Russia's war with Ukraine and inflation. That's even as scientists say the chances of avoiding catastrophic warming shrink with each passing day. In Pennsylvania's Democratic primary, the candidates agree that climate change is a crisis. Malcolm Kenyatta, who is in his second term as a state representative, is framing himself as the environmental champion in the race. During a debate broadcast by PCN, he called for a ban on new drilling permits.
What I do support is actually making sure that we don't give 1 cent more in tax breaks to big polluters and actually put our investments into clean technologies of the future.
Kenyatta wants to make sure the federal government pushes emissions-free energy industries that will create union jobs. He also wants to address disparities caused by siting polluting plants near low-income areas. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's website mentions environmental justice and the need to address climate change without details. His stance on fracking has changed over the years. When running for Senate in 2016, he said he supported a moratorium on new fracking. Now he supports expanding production in the short term.
We need to have American energy. We need to transition and make investments to make green American energy, you know, on an ongoing basis and evolve towards that. But right now, our energy security is paramount.
Western Pennsylvania Congressman Connor Lamb has said lawmakers need to maximize the benefits of natural gas for people who have been left behind by other industries. He supports looking to alternative energy sources long term, as well as an increase in drilling now to try to lower fuel prices for people and to help allies in Europe.
You got to realize that we drill for both oil and natural gas, and both of those things have been taken off the world market in enormous quantities because of the war in Ukraine.
Alex Khalil, a Jenkintown borough councilor, emphasizes environmental stewardship as fossil fuels continue to be used.
If you get rid of the fracking, we get rid of oil, how are we going to manufacture and keep jobs in Pennsylvania?
She's also calling for all Americans to get royalty checks from extractive activity on public land. On the Republican side, candidates have rarely been challenged on climate change. During a forum in Erie, former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick accused TV personality Mehmet Oz of being against fracking.
You've argued for more regulation in fracking. You've made the case that there's health defects from fracking, and you've argued for a moratorium in Pennsylvania like that's in New York. And I think
I'm sorry, that's not true.
Oz has tried to show his support for fracking, like in this TikTok video he posted in March.
So stop ignoring the science and cast aside Biden's woke energy agenda, which steals our jobs, increases inflation, and makes us dependent on hostile nations.
State Impact sent a list of 4 energy and climate-related questions to all 7 Republican candidates. Only one responded. Philadelphia attorney George Buchetto says it's in Pennsylvania's interest to develop the natural gas industry to the greatest degree possible. He says he'd work to undo outdated policies that limit shipping between U.S. ports so liquefied natural gas could be transported more easily. On climate change, he says the U.S. should put more pressure on countries like China and India to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions.
We need to go beyond the Paris agreements and the limitations of those, and really bring pressure on some of these errant nations to step up and do a much better job.
The other Republicans running are commentator Kathy Barnett, real estate developer Jeff Bartos, attorney Sean Gale, and Carla Sands, an investment company CEO and former ambassador to Denmark under President Donald Trump. Their campaign websites are short on energy policy details. Most say they support energy independence. That's a somewhat vague term. By measures of exports and imports, the U.S. is already energy independent, but it still feels the effects of the global marketplace. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.